So if I want to give it to you after the shmita is over, then yeah.
For this man, we began Be'ez Hashem learning Hilchas Talad Minim, Siman Tofresh Nun Aleph, Siman of Dine Netila V'Habracha. Today's shiur is an overview in general. When the Torah says ulakachtem, that these are mitzvah to take Talad Minim, we're going to discuss what goes into the mitzvah lakicha, the mitzvah of taking Talad Minim. What's included? What is the Torah machayev when the Torah says to take Talad Minim? The Gemara in Psachim, the Gemara of Zayin Amud Beis, the Gemara speaks about the different types of brachas that one make. Sometimes a person makes a bracha of Al. For an example, Al Hamila. We just learned last month, the night called Mila, you make Al Hamila. Al Tvilas Kalim. Some brachas are Al. And then some brachas are with a Lamed Le. Lehaniach Tvilin. Lishmoya Koil Shofar, or Shoshana coming up. So some are Al and some are Le. So the Gemara discusses and explains what's the difference why some brachas you say Al and why some brachas you say Leh, Lehaniach. And the Gemara says that the brachas that a person makes, something that he has to do himself, you make a bracha with a lamed. Lehaniach Tfilin, Lishmoyach Koil Shofar. You have to do it. However, brachas that you don't have to do, like we said, ala mila, the father, if he's not a boyo, someone else could do it. So mela ala mila. Actually, if the father does the mila, you make lamel. Some shitas, the Gemara speaks about it. Al tvilas kalem. So that's what the Gemara says. Frek the Gemara. So Gemara, these different kashas, different yotzev and aklals. The Gemara asks a shayla by lulav. Lulav, what's the bracha that you make? Asher kedushanu mesayisiv tzivanu. Al Natilas Lulav. So Lachaira, Lulav, you can't make a shlich, you have to do it yourself. So Lachaira, you should say it with a lamed. Litoil, Likach, the Dalad Minim. Why Al? That's what the Gemara asks. Lachaira, you should say it with a lamed when you take the Dalad Minim. So the Gemara says that no. Since Be'idna, the Lashana Gemara, Be'idna, the Agba Nafik Bey, right when you pick up the Dalad Minim, you Yoitza. And how Rashi explains the bracha that you're making is a bracha over lasayasam. You're making the bracha on the mitzvah that you did already because you already picked it up. So b'meila, that's why you make a bracha al natilasulav al anat likach litoil. That's the Gemara.
Isn't that why we pick it up upside down?
Good. That's, you're right, and Chanami or Yimachamish like Lotzis. We're going to speak a little bit about it today. And I'm not going to go into the Gemara Bariches, but in the Chanami Taka, that's what we do. It shouldn't be Oivel Asiyasam, so we pick it up upside down, not to be Yotze. But the Gemara says the reason why we make a bracha Al Natilas Lulav is because the Agba Nafek Bey, right when you pick it up, you are Yotze. Now the Shaila is, Be'idna the Agba, do you have to actually pick up the Dalad Minim? Do you have to take the Dalad Minim, or it's enough that you're holding it? Yeah, that's the Shaila. The Gemara says, Be'idna the Agbe. The Gemara says, Be'idna the Agbe, when you take it, when you pick it up, you're Yoitza. How much do you have to do in the Dalad Minim to be Yoitza? Do you have to actually take the Dalad Minim, or it's enough as long as you're holding it? And we'll see right away a couple of nafkaminas to understand better the shaila. But the shaila is it enough just holding it, or you have to actually take it? What does it mean when the Torah says ulakachtem? Pashtus, the taichin lakachtem is you have to take it. And actually, we're going to see soon, there are many poiskim that say that you have to takadu, you have to take it, you have to make a maisa lakicha, ulakachtem. Others say that no, you don't have to do a maisa lakicha, you don't have to take the dalad minim. As long as you're holding it, it's enough. The says when the Torah says ulakachtem, what means ulakachtem? Pashas ilon ulakachtem means you have to take it. Ulakachtem means when you're holding it, that is a lakicha. That's a big machlekes apoiskim. The says when we started learning now siman tafresh nun aleph, the Shulchan Aruch says mitzvas arba minim sheyitol kol echad lulav, aravis, hadasim, an estrig, sheyitoil. So is there a din that you have to take it? Or it's enough, even without taking it, as long as it's in your hand, that's enough.
What do you mean? We took it before voice.
Very good. We're going to get to four nafka minutes. Yeah, very good. We'll get to it in a minute. Second. I'm going to say the nafka minutes, and that'll bring out exactly the chiluk. But just to understand, before the nafka minutes, just the translation, the definition, taking it means you have to take it. But however, holding it means, let's say for somehow you have a way that it's just in your hands without taking it. It's in your hands. But when you're walking to shul, technically,
someone put it in your hands.
That's one of the nafka minutes. Let's handle the nafka minutes and adrabah. Let's see if there's even more nafka minutes also. But just to understand, before the nafka minutes, just a literal translation. What we're talking about is either you have to take it, you're holding it, you take it. Nothing more. You take it, or am I yotze just that it's in my hand now? That's so again. Lokachtem, the Torah Pasha says, lokachtem, you have to take it. The tzad to say you don't have to literally take it. The poiskim explain ulakachdem by holding it. We're gonna get to picking up also. Very good, Rabbi Yehuda. That's part two. But ulakachdem, but just by holding the dal minim, that itself is enough. Yeah, Rabbi Asher.
I was thinking if you take it, you have to hold it once you've taken it.
That's for sure. You're saying obviously if you took it, you're holding it. That you're definitely right. If you took it, you also have holding it. But the question is, maybe just holding it without taking it is enough. What's the nafka minute? I have four nafka minutes that I see in the poiskim. The first nafka minute is like Rabbi Shia said, if let's say you took it before the alois, you picked it up, not picking it up, you took it from the table, you took it into your hands before the alois, and now it's after alois. Before alois is not as man lekicha. So if the requirement that the Torah wants to lakachtem is to take it, so you don't have a lakicha, you're not yoitza. However, if it's just that it should be in your hands, doesn't make a difference that you took it before alois. As long as it's in your hands, you're yoitza. That's one nafkamina. Another nafkamina would be, if let's say, like we mentioned before, if somebody else puts it into your hand, which is actually a very big nafkamina, very practical nafka min aladina. If let's say you have an elderly person, someone who's 95 years old that he barely could move, so you put tefillin on him, you put dalet minim in his hands. So if you just put the dalet minim in his hands, somebody who's a chayil in the hospital, he can't take it, you put it into his hands. If the person, the chayil, the zakan, or somebody takes it out of your hands, so he took it. But let's say he's just holding his hands over here, and you put the dalet minim in. So you didn't do a maisel akicha. But even though he didn't do a ma'isa l'kicha, he's holding the da'al minim. Is he yoitza the mitzvahs, the raisa, the first day, the other days, the rabban, is he yoitza the mitzvahs, da'al minim or not? What'd you say? So, if somebody's an oinis, either he's not going to get an oinish, or oinis kamada mevet, like he did it. But we're talking about to do the mitzvah the right way. Of course, if a chayla can't do it, and if he can't put on tefillin, he's an oinis. We're talking about in a way to know that if he, let's say, he's a zaken, that technically, if he puts in his extra koiches, he could do it. So, what is the mitzvah? Is the mitzvah just holding it in his hand, or the mitzvah is picking it up? I'm not picking it up, I'm sorry, taking it. That's two nafka minutes. Again, before the alois, or let's say if he's someone puts it into your hands. The third nafka minute would be if, let's say, like you mentioned before, if let's say you machaven not to be yoitza when you pick it up. That's technically one of the eitzes, which the Magen Avraham actually says ledina. The Magen Avraham says that when you pick up the dalet minim, so it shouldn't be oivel asiyasam. What many or most do is you pick it up upside down. So mamela, it's not derech gedula. You're not yoitza. The Magen Avraham says, "Be mechava not to be yoitza." So what happens? You pick up the dal meaning mechavan shalei latzis, and then right after you mechavan shalei latzis, right after you pick it up, you make the bracha, and then you mechava right now. You want to be yoitza. So are you yoitza or not? If you need a maisel akicha to take it, you didn't take the dal meaning it's in your hands now. But if it's as long as you're holding it, it's enough. So la maisa, you're holding the dal meaning you're going to be yoitza. Just to understand that this may be different than the alois, I'm not going to go into it now, but I just want to bring up that there's a possibility to be machalak between the Alois example and the Machamet Shalai Lotzis, which meaning to say is, are you going to tell me that the Magen Avraham holds that you don't need to take it? The Magen Avraham says, if you pick it up Machamet Shalai Lotzis, then you machamet to be yoytze. That's a good. That's what you should do. So does the Magen Avraham hold that you don't need a lakicha? So it could be it's different because before the Alois, he's no lakicha bachlal because it's not as manchiv. Here it's as manchiv. You're just machamet Shalai Lotzis. He's what to speak about, and then you could talk about a cotton that becomes a gadol the first day, and he picks it up Erev Sukkos. There's a lot what to speak about, but in general, that's the third nafgamino. If somebody's machaven shaloi lotzis, so he doesn't have a lakicha, but even though he doesn't have a lakicha, lamaisa he's holding it. The fourth nafgamino is also a pretty common nafgamino ladina. The first day Yom Tov is a din lachem, or lakachtem lachem, you can't borrow the dalad minim. So what happens? You don't have your own set. So you borrow, so you take it from somebody else, matana manas lahachzer. He gives it to you matana to be koinet. So when you take the dalad minim, be'etzim you're taking the dalad minim to be koina. And then after, once you're koina, now you could do the mitzvah. So mameila, when you took it in the beginning to be koina the dalad minim, technically, it's problematic to use that netila to be a netila taking it, to using that taking for the mitzvah. So after taking it from the person, matana manas lahach, so you made a kinyan, so you have to put it down and take it again, do a maisa lakicha taking to be yoytze the mitzvah.
Right, but the pitim's turned over, at that point there's no lakicha.
For kinyan or anything?
If you need the lakicha for the mitzvah, there's no lakicha. Where's your lakicha? There is none. Oh, that is.
Just turning it over.
And then you just turned it over after you have it already.
So what the Olam's asking, that...
What's the lakicha to be turned over that it's not a lakicha?
Because you can't do the mitzvah then.
What the Shaila is asking is that when the Esrog you pick it up upside down, so it's missing in the Lakicha. We're going to discuss soon in part 2 that there's another Chelik in the Lakicha of picking it up. So let's handle with the Olam to see if maybe by picking it up you also have a Lakicha. But I hear the Shaila. The Shaila is a good Shaila. L'chaira, when it's upside down. Not on the fourth napkin of Tamana Slach. He's asking, every single day of Yom Tov, how do we do the mitzvah? We pick it up upside down, and then afterwards we turn it over. So where exactly is the lakicha over there? Where you taking the dalad minim? But let's see part 2 of the shir, the next chelik, and we'll see maybe it'll be meyusha with that. We're going to go into the next chelik, maybe there's even another part in the lakicha of taking. But technically it's a good shayla. L'chaira, when the esrog's upside down, when you pick it up upside down, so lakicha to taking it, when you just turn it around, that's not lakicha, it's just there, it's in your hand. So lamaisa, this shaila is a big machloikis. Ladina, I'll just list a little bit. The ones who say that you're not yoytze is a chsam sefer. It's brought in his Talmud, brings it in Machna Chayim. Rabbi Yisrael Salanta in Binyan Shleime. His Iris Chuver of Shleime Zalman, lamaisa, the halacha, the later poskim, he brings it. That's the ones who say that you're not yoytze to take an esrig to be yoytze with dalad minim, that when it's in your hand. Again, the reason is because it says lakachtem. Lakachtem means that you have to take it, not just have it in your hands. The ones that say that you're yoytze, the Avni Nezer, the Machne Chaim himself argues on his Rebbe the Chassam Seif, and he says you are yoytze. The Chazanish, the Kaf HaChaim says that you're yoytze. Like we said before, the nafkaminas, the big nafkaminas ladina. I think the alois is maybe just a geshmak and nafkamina, but the other ones are pretty practical. And the chazanit, Rabbi Yashiv, they all say that you yoytze, because when the Torah says ulakachtem, nichlal and ulakachtem, not nichlal, ulakachtem means that you should holding it as ulakachtem.
That's your issue.
Now we'll move on to another shaila. A separate shaila, whether if you need to take it or if holding it itself is enough. Let's go into another shaila. You have the esrig, you're holding it. Whether you took it or whether you're just holding it. Do you have to lift the esrig also? Do you have to pick up the esrig? Do you have to pick up the esrig? It means it's on the table. Let's say we'll go with the shita, so you have to do a proper taking it. So you took the dalad minim, it's on the table, and you took it. Do you have to also pick it up? Do you have to pick it up?
Kenyan.
What'd you say?
Kenyan.
No, so we're not talking about a Kenyan. Let's say you own the dalad minim. You bought it in the shuk a week before, and you own it. It's yours. So you're not making any kinyanim. the first day, the third day, even if you borrow somebody's lulav the third day, you did it, you borrowed it. So you don't have to make a ma'aseh kinyan. Do you have to pick it up? Or as long as you're holding it, taking it, holding it, it is enough. Or you have to pick up the dalad minim. Pashtus, the Lashon HaGemara, which we mentioned in the beginning, the Gemara in Psachim, the Gemara says, Be'idna da'agbe nafakbe. The Lashon HaGemara would seem to be da'agbe, you have to pick it up. That's the Pashtus Lashon HaGemara. The Kapas Tamarim, the Flama test, the Kapas Tamarim says you have to pick it up. To be Yoitzah, the mitzvah, you have to pick up the Dalad Minim. And he says you have to pick it up three Tvachim, or maybe even Lachala Pachas a Tefach. You have to pick up, you have to pick it up. And this three Tvachim, where does he get three Tvachim or Tefach? So he says, because Ayin Chayshe Mishpat, Simon Kuf Tzadik Ches, by making a Kinyan Agbah, there's a big Machlekes Rishonim, Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam. How much Agbah is? Is Agbah three Tvachim or Agbah is a Tefach? Machlekes Rishonim. The Shulchan Aruch speaks about it, and the Raisis, the Rabbanon. So Mameila, he's Medamba, that when you pick up, in the Agbah, it has to be such a type of Agbah to pick up like a Kinyan of Agbah. So Meila, the three Tvachim, L'chol HaPach is a Tefach. That's the Shita Sakapas tomorrow. Mi'idach, the Chaim Ubracha, and later the Emek Bracha, they both say it's true. Be in the Agbe Yitaka, have to pick it up. But you don't have to pick it up to do a Maisa Kinyan. You're not being coined the Dalad Minim. Why would you have to pick it up to be coined the Dalad Minim? Even if you're not coined the Dalad Minim, even without a Kinyan. But Etzim, you don't have to do Agba. So why do Yitaka have to pick it up? The Emek Bracha explains before why. What do you have to do? You have to pick it up a little bit. It's not enough by just holding it on the table, either taking it or holding it. You also have to pick it up. But even picking it up, a mashu, a little bit is enough. Why do you have to pick it up, even a mashu? So the Emek Bracha explains, because if you don't pick it up at all, it's still like it's on the table, which means it's really missing in the lakicha. You're not even holding it. Taking it, holding it, separate shaila, but you don't even have a lakicha. You have to move it above the ground, above the table, that it should be ulakachtem, that you should have a lakicha. So therefore they say, not like we said from the Kapas Tabarim, that you have to make a maisak ba, three tvachim, a tefach. Even if you pick it up a minute, a little bit, it's fine. Because once it's above the ground, it's above the table, that's enough. The shitas are a shash. And Lamaisa and Rav Shlomo Zalman wants to even take that lahalacha, would be is that you don't have to pick it up a chlal. You don't have to pick it up a chlal. I, the Gemara says, be'idna the agbe nafek be. It's lav daf. You don't have to pick it up a chlal. So we have a machlekes, three shitas, if you want to know if you have to pick up the dalad minim. We have a machlekes, three shitas about it. Either you have to pick it up a tefach, three tvachim, or you only have to pick it up a drop. And some shitas, you don't have to pick it up a chlal. Maybe you could clear again in a few nafka minutes. What would be is if you tack it, don't pick it up. You don't pick it up, but you move it off the table and it's above the ground. Let's say if you have to be, not let's say, only with the kapas tvarim that you have to pick it up three tvachim. You have to pick it up a tefach. What happens if you move it off the table? It's very negeya. Sometimes you see the ones who want to just use biyotza. They come, they take the dalad minim, it's on the table, and they bring it over here, and they don't pick it up. Do you have to actually pick it up three tefachim or a tefach? Or it's enough, as long as it's above the ground, a tefach of three tefachim? No, if you pick it up, we're talking about it's in your hand, but you moved it off the table. First of all, about shaking nanuim, that's going to be in a further shir. What's the makar? If you have to shake, if it's ma'akiv. But let's even say you do need a shake and you're going to shake, and that's what it's brought in Shulchan Aruch. So you move off the dalad minim, you move it off the table. Again, a chayla. A chayla, he's doing a ma'isa lakich, he's taking it. But when he takes it, he moves it off the table. Right, he moves it off the table. The dalad minim is here, and he moves it off the table over here. And then he's going to shake. He's going to do perfect all the ruchas, everything three times. Each time he does a full nanuim, but lamaisi takes it off the table. Is that good? Again, an afkamina would be is, let's say, if he picked it up before alois, if you don't need a lakicha, and he's holding it. He's holding it above the ground, three tvachim. But he didn't pick it up. Do you have to actually pick it up? A zakin, a chayla that can't pick it up, three tvachim. So this is really b'machloikish shnuya, which is, again, very negeya. A zakin, a chayla. A lot of times, ladies, when it's on the table, they just they take it, they pick it up, they take it from the table, and they move it off the table. But they don't badafka pick it up. A tafach of three tvachim. We said the kapas tomorrow says you have to pick it up. A tafach three tvachim. The taz, this taz is actually in Hilchas Erevin by Shabbos, by Ruva Chatzeris. So the halach is if you want to be able to carry in a chatz, so you have to make a Ruva Chatzeris. Everybody chips in, gives a piece of bread or something for a suda, and a mail you could carry. The halach is if you don't want to go and collect from everybody, every single unit, everybody in the Erev Chatzeris, you don't want to go and it takes a long time. So what you could do is you buy a box of matzah, bread, or anything you bought. You take something and you mezak it for everybody. You mezak it for everybody. You have to do it through someone else, but you mezak it for everybody. While being mezak it for everybody, with being mezak it for everybody, everybody has it. So mainly have a ruv chatzeres. Now, when you do that kinyan, you're doing the kinyan hagbah. So you have to pick it up. Hagbah again is a machlekes, three tvachim tefach. Says the Taz speaks about it over there. What happens if it's above the ground but you didn't pick it up? Whatever the case is, you took it off the table and you didn't make a Maisag Ba. It's Mugba Va'imid. Is that enough? If it's Mugba Va'imid, you didn't pick up the matzah, it's just above the ground. You move the box of matzah off the table and you're holding it right here. Is that enough? So the Taz says it's not enough and you have to pick it up at Tefach. That's the Shita Sataz. However, the Avni Nezer and other poiskim, others argue and say that you don't have to pick it up. Mugba Va'imid is enough. So Mela, that machloikis by the Kenyan over there would move over here also. Because the kapas tomorrow that says you have to pick up a tafakha three tvachim is bedoimit the Kenyan. So Mela, Lachaira should be the same thing over here. The same machloikis should be by Dalad Minim also. Somebody moves the Dalad Minim off the table. If Mugba Va'imid is enough by over there by Erev and Lachar, it should work over here also. As long as the Dal Minim is above the ground, the Tefach three Tvachim, it's enough. But if you need to do a Maisa Hagba over there, Lachar over here also by Dal Minim, you'll have to do a Maisa Hagba. So what we're coming at over here, when the Shulchan Aruch says that he's a mitzvah, Maisa Mitzvah Lekicha, Ulakachtem. So Lekachtem, these are Machlekes Apoiskim, if you have to actually take the Dal Minim, or it's enough just to hold the Dalad Minim, then even whether if you took it or whether you're holding it, there's another chelik that goes into the mitzvah, into what the Torah says, ulakachtem. Do you have to pick it up, or mamish pick it up, or pick it up a mashu? You don't have to pick it up a chlal. And Ve'ez Hashem, in a future shiur, we'll speak about the next chelik, nanuim, the makor, the chiev, Shabbos. Sure.